Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, November 18th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: higher and higher, IPO record for Saudi Aramco, and U.S. to extend reprieve for Huawei. Leading today's news, U.S. markets scored another hat trick on Friday, with the S&P, NASDAQ, and Dow hitting fresh records, and the latter topping 28,000 for the first time ever. Stock futures now suggest gains of another 0.2% at the open. The move upward has been seen spurred by rising trade optimism and diminishing fears of a recession, while the barometer for the Fed to raise rates is incredibly high, and its balance sheet continues to grow. The People's Bank of China overnight also lowered one of its key interest rates for the first time since 2015, signaling further easing across the globe. In other news, Saudi Arabia has set Aramco's preliminary valuation at $1.6 trillion to $1.71 trillion, below the $2 trillion level previously targeted by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The state-owned oil giant is seeking to raise between $24 billion and $25.6 billion by selling a 1.5% stake, putting it close to the world's largest IPO, Alibaba's $25 billion deal in 2014. Aramco will mainly rely on local demand, with one-third of the offering reserved for Saudi retail investors. While the company pulled plans to market the deal in the U.S., MSCI will follow in the path of S&P Dow Jones and FTSE Russell, which told clients this week that they could fast-track Aramco's inclusion into their indexes as soon as December. The Trump administration today will issue another 90-day extension of a license allowing U.S. companies to continue doing business with Huawei, as the earlier reprieve expires, sources told Reuters. The Chinese firm was added to an economic blacklist back in May on national security grounds. Out of $70 billion that Huawei spent buying components in 2018, some $11 billion went to U.S. firms, including Qualcomm, Intel, and Micron Technology. Saying the unsolicited proposal was too low, HP's board of directors has unanimously rejected Xerox's takeover bid at $22 a share. We note the decline of Xerox's revenue from $10.2 billion to $9.2 billion on a trailing 12-month basis since June 2018, the board wrote in a letter, adding that it remains ready to engage over a potential combination. Activist investor Carl Icahn, who owns a 10.6% stake in Xerox, had recently bought HP stock worth $1.2 billion and believed the combination of both companies would bring synergies. FedEx is punching back after the New York Times published a front-page story on Sunday entitled "How FedEx Cut Its Tax Bill to Zero" and challenged the publisher to a debate in Washington. Pertinent to this outrageous distortion of the truth is the fact that, unlike FedEx, the New York Times paid zero federal income tax in 2017 on earnings of $111 million and only $30 million in 2018, 18% of their pre-tax book income, wrote FedEx CEO Fred Smith. Also in 2018, the New York Times cut their capital investments nearly in half to $57 million, which equates to a rounding error when compared to the $6 billion of capital that FedEx invested in the U.S. economy during that same year. The United Auto Workers Union has secured a new four-year labor deal with Ford, which largely mirrors one struck at General Motors last month. It requires Ford to invest more than $6 billion in its U.S. manufacturing operations, create or retain 8,500 U.S. jobs, and permits the automaker to shutter an engine plant in Michigan. Negotiations now shift to Fiat Chrysler, the last of the Detroit automakers. UAW's discussions are expected to be a bit more contentious due to its planned merger with PSA Group, and amid a federal probe into union corruption that started with the Italian-American carmaker. WeWork is planning to slash its workforce by at least a third after breakneck growth racked up heavy losses and led it to the brink of collapse, the New York Times reports. At least 4,000 job cuts may be announced this week and will take place across the company's sprawling global operation, which employed 12,500 people at the end of June. Last week, WeWork reported that it lost $1.25 billion in the third quarter, up more than 150% from the same period a year ago. PG&E is warning of more potential power shutoffs as it monitors a potentially strong offshore wind event this coming Wednesday that could prompt the need to cut power to about 180,000 customers in Northern California. PG&E said its service areas typically experience dry vegetation that is ripe for igniting or spreading a wildfire, but this year's conditions are worse than usual. Southern California Edison is also warning that windy conditions could force shutoffs for 32,000 customers in mountain and coastal areas. Deal-making in the exchange sector is gathering pace as Switzerland's SIX Group announced a 2.8 billion euro bid for Spanish stock exchange BME, minutes after Euronext confirmed its own interest. Euronext already owns the main exchanges in Paris, Amsterdam, Brussels, Lisbon, Dublin, and Oslo. Earlier this year, Euronext defeated NASDAQ in a five-month takeover battle for the Oslo exchange, while Hong Kong Exchanges abandoned its £2.6 billion bid for the London Stock Exchange after failing to win over investors. Via a fairly complex transaction, SoftBank intends to combine its Yahoo Japan Internet business, now known as Z Holdings, with LINE Corp, creating a $30 billion tech giant that will compete with the likes of Rakuten. The firms aimed to leverage each other's large user bases to expand their online businesses like shopping, payment services, and advertising-supported content. Big data is key for the future of both companies, said Koji Hirai, the head of M&A advisory firm Cachitas Corp. The merger will enable them to create a massive repository of client data. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures are all set to open in the green, with crude oil and gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, the NAHB Housing Market Index is out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.